Proclamation number 5802. Dated the November 9th, 1953. Adam. Original spirit. Lucifer's test. Bursting the form. Anyone who strives to arrive at the truth leaves all darkness behind him. He will have an explanation for everything. He will know the correlation between all things. He will recognize that his path leads upwards, that he has found the connection with God, that he cannot err anymore because God himself conveys the truth to him. But striving for the truth means that it first has to be sincerely desired, and then the knowledge he receives, be it from outside or from within in the form of thoughts, has to be accepted with an open heart. For the heart will be willing to either accept or reject truth and error and thus influence the person accordingly. Truth is to be aspired to insofar as that the human being's will has to be actively involved. It cannot simply be given to a completely passive person who does not want it himself and who will not take the necessary steps in order to gain it. For then he will remain in spiritual darkness and not achieve progress. Truth, however, is the ascending path. Truth is the spiritual knowledge conveyed to people by God himself, which tries to find recipient in every human being, which can be acquired by every person's will since it can be imparted to people in many different ways, but it always has to be desired first. But anyone who has gained the truth no longer lives in darkness. Everything is crystal clear to him. He no longer doubts, for whatever is still unclear will be explained to him when he asks for it, providing he turns to the source of truth, providing he submits his doubts and questions to God himself and then awaits God's answer through his heart. The desire for truth, the mental contact with God and his inward listening also ensures him a clear and truthful answer. You humans should know that no unsolved questions need to exist for you, providing you just want an explanation and present every question to the one who is truth himself and who also wants to impart it to his children in order to enlighten them, in order to illuminate their path of ascent. The body of the first created human being was also an act of creation by my love. I then had to create an external shell for the fallen spirit once it had worked its way up from the abyss to a point where it was able to undertake its final test of will in complete freedom. I had to create forms for all my once created original spirits whose previously dissolved substances had come together again after an infinitely long period of time and who, therefore, as self-aware beings once more, were waiting for permission to become active. Creating the external form of such an original spirit was no different than the countless many works of creation which had previously arisen. It was my externalized thought which, through my will, appeared before me already completed. But giving life to this created form was only possible by permeating it with my strength of love. The originally created spirit, however, was my emanated strength of love. Hence it only needed to take possession of the external form in order to turn it into a living being. The spirit was close to its perfection, and yet far from it because it lacked final realization, because the sin with which it was burdened had completely deprived it of all knowledge, and in this state it needed instruction and commandments. Thus it was to gradually mature into realization by complying with these commandments. A great spiritual battle had taken place earlier because a large number of fallen original spirits wanted to occupy my first created form. For they knew that they could only gain access to me again in the body of a human being, that they would only be able to gain unimaginable abundance of strength and light through a test of life in which they were to prove how they would utilize the strength at their disposal. But I myself chose which original spirit should take abode in the first human being. For only I knew whose opposition to me had weakened such that the final test of earthly life could be imposed on him. I knew whose will could have resisted my adversary's power. Therefore I chose an original spirit which had once taken a leading position during the spirit's apostasy, which was indeed more heavily burdened by sin but which my love very much endeavored to regain, for countless beings would likewise have followed it and the redemption would have progressed far more rapidly. I have known, in fact, since eternity that this original spirit would fail. Nevertheless, due to its changed will during the preliminary stages it was the strongest spirit, thus it was also entitled to be the first to receive the state of free will, and which therefore offered the best prospects of passing the test of will. The form of the first human being was, before this original spirit occupied it, also visible to Lucifer, who certainly knew that this form was the gate from the kingdom of darkness, from his realm, into my kingdom, into the kingdom of light. He also knew that, if he didn't want to lose his followers, he had to use every means to wrest the souls back from me during the human being's approved probationary period, in order to turn the test to his advantage. My created form was still without life when Lucifer seized it in order to test it by animating it with his spirit, yet his untamed spirit burst the form, and he was sure that every spirit banished into this form would burst it and that there would never be any danger of loss for him. I allowed this test to happen and then proved to him that his assumption was wrong. For due to its long process of development the very spirit which was to embody itself in the human being no longer shared Lucifer's will, it willingly occupied the final external form, and since this original spirit was close to its original state it did not consider the external form a shackle to prevent the fall into sin. For it was master over all of creation. It could rule like a lord over the earth which was at its disposal with every creation. It had abundant might and strength, only subordinate to my might, which only gave it an easy commandment, the obedience to which would have broken any constraint imposed on it. And when Lucifer realized this he thought about ways to stop the human being from obeying this commandment. And since he knew the first human being's body he tried to make him dislike it by portraying it as a shackle, by making freedom from it dependent on transgressing this commandment, and thus incited the original spirit to inwardly revolt against me again for not having given it complete freedom. It was a deliberate deception which the first human being could have resisted by merely adhering to my simple commandment, if he had been satisfied with his possession of might and strength which made him truly happy until my adversary aroused an impure desire in him, to be greater than the one, who is a perceptible power above him, of whom he knew and whose commandment he nevertheless disregarded. The first human being's fall into sin was therefore a repetition of the original spirit's first fall. It followed Lucifer and drew innumerable beings into the abyss with him, just as all descendants of the first human being were afterwards also placed into the weak state of sinful people until Jesus Christ came to their rescue, until Jesus Christ acquired the strength of will on behalf of humanity through his crucifixion, until Jesus Christ opposed Lucifer's temptations with his strong will and defeated him. Nothing could have induced the first created being, Lucifer, to cover the earthly progress as a human being as long as he still considered himself lord of the spiritual world which had deserted me with him, for he himself did not take the course through matter, through creation, but for the creation of the first human being. As a spiritually tangible spirit he was volitionally still my strongest opponent. He deemed himself lord over the creation which sheltered the spiritual substance that belonged to him, although he himself had no influence over it. His inner resistance was still unbroken, and he would never ever have put up with any coercion. He would never voluntarily have entered a form created by my will, because he hated all forms for the spiritual substances, all works of creation, and sought to destroy them. However, his power over the works of creation had been taken away from him, but then he was granted influence over the soul when this was to make its free decision again for me or for him. He also knew that he was unable to destroy form himself once it was inhabited by spiritual beings, and for this reason he inspected the first human being's form in advance, for his goal was to induce the original spirit which was to occupy it to destroy its own external form, because he believed that he would thereby provide it with the freedom which I had taken away from the spirits due to the works of creation. He wanted to stop me from completing the plan of salvation. The opposition between myself and him existed ever since his apostasy and will never be given up by him until he realizes that he is completely powerless, and in profound weakness and humility appeals to me to give him strength. For this reason it would have been impossible to give him the first human body as an abode. For his will did not aim for ascent, whereas the past resistance to me by the spiritual essence, having passed through creation in the state of compulsion, had already diminished, and it was merely to prove just once more that it had abandoned its opposition to me and my strength of love. And Lucifer knew how far this spiritual essence had already distanced itself from him, and he also knew that there now was a risk of losing it entirely. And since the original spirit embodied in the first human being had once been his staunch supporter, he was particularly interested to bring it to fall. But he also knew of its present desire to become free from every physical restraint. And then I placed a second being at this original spirit's side, which simultaneously was to support but also help him with the test of his will. Each one could have supported the other to arrive at the final objective. I did not place the responsibility on one shoulder alone. I gave the commandment to both, and both were able to attain the goal together. And this second being was used by Lucifer, who recognized its weak will and thereby hoped to achieve his objective. The test of will had to be demanded from the first human couple, and in support of this test adverse forces also had to be active, for Lucifer fought for his living creations too, which he did not want to surrender even though they belonged to me as well. His plan succeeded, nevertheless, it did not stop me from giving countless beings time and again the opportunity to take on a new form in the human beings of this earth and thus to achieve an ever higher degree of maturity, even if, due to the fall of the first human couple, the gate to the kingdom of light remained closed until the arrival of Jesus Christ. The first sin had delayed but not cancelled the spiritual being's redemption. For what the first human being had failed to do was achieved by the human being Jesus. He was stronger than my adversary, for he availed himself of my strength. He was and stayed in contact with me through love and voluntarily accomplished what the first human beings did not fulfill as a commandment. He completely subordinated himself to my will and proved his devotion to me through his suffering and death on the cross. He knew of the original sin in the first human being's repeated guilt, and in order to cancel this guilt, in order to redeem humankind, he offered to bring me a sacrifice, which was satisfactory to me, a sacrifice, which opened the gate to the spiritual kingdom again, the path to me, and now enables all my living beings who acknowledge him as Son of God and Redeemer of the world to become blissfully happy once more. Amen.